on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org. Boy, we got options tonight. Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
That was Cheap Trick with Surrender. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'm joined here by my guest,
Reoccurring
Chris
guest.
Chris Del Russo. That's not guest. That's not even the word you used to use.
Recurring guest.
Chris was on the show during the summer, but he has a job now, so he can't do that.
Yeah.
All right, so what day is it today? It is the 20th.
Of what
facts,
month?
April.
Fact.
Yes,
my birthday was 16 days ago.
Your birthday was 16 days ago.
I just turned 23.
You're saying Hitler's birthday was today.
Yeah.
Can you guarantee that?
The internet wouldn't lie to me.
Okay, wait, let's...
I also have a history degree, so that part, like...
That's true. Okay, that's fair.
I mean, granted, I got it at UMass Boston, so maybe it's not as valid as some other ones, but $30 million in debt.
Don't sell yourself short. April 20th. Let's check the Wikipedia. Yeah, something about the fall of Constantinople.
Yeah, that's not important.
Yeah. An earthquake. Danica Patrick wins the Indy Japan 300.
Ooh.
Becoming the first female driver in history to win an IndyCar race. That's pretty cool. that's bad. Oh. Wow, there are some bad ones. Apollo 16th, there was a moon landing. That's good. Also, Columbine.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombings too.
Yeah, and another gun. It's not a.
Today is not a
good
day
for gun violence.
And that's our show. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone. Okay, so Hitler. We already agreed on Hitler. Are there any other ones?
The capital of North Dakota is named after what German ruler? Hitler. Hitler, North Dakota. Bismarck. Credit the Simpsons.
Man, I thought there was another one, but I guess there wasn't an important one. When was Shakespeare's birthday? Because I feel like that's...
He was born and died in his birthday. I want to say April 16th.
Something. Okay, was it April 16th?
I don't even think they know Shakespeare's actual birthday.
I mean, some people don't believe he actually existed. So
yeah, he was just an amalgamism of a bunch of people. April 26th.
Edie Sedgwick.
It said baptized April 26th, died April 23rd.
Okay.
I knew he died right around the same time as his birthday. Very much like Hitler.
Hitler died on my birthday.
They're not comparable, not obviously. Obviously, oh. That'd be problematic.
George Takei. All right, it's George Takei's birthday. That's enough.
Yes.
Those are the facts
for
today.
That's the most important.
And we are 15 days out from the release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes.
And Surrender is on that soundtrack, because they released the soundtrack yesterday, and a bunch of other songs that I'm going to play are from that soundtrack.
Hold on. Can I make sure that there's my favorite song that's in the trailer?
Fox on the Run?
Yes.
I already played that on the show, so I didn't want to play it today.
Come on.
Yeah, I played that literally first episode.
Zachary.
Sorry, dude.
That's my favorite song on that
it's
soundtrack.
It's a great song. No, I'll show you the rest. I don't want to spoil it for
you. Can you play one of them from the original one? Come and Get Your Love by Redbone?
I've played that on the show, too. I don't want to repeat. No, there's some good ones, though, that are from it. Actually, let's go straight into one, I think, because this song was stuck in my head all night, all 5 hours of sleep that I got. This was
how is it stuck in your head when you were asleep?
I don't know how, but I was dreaming of it. And I woke up I was singing it. So here we go with, wait for it, Brandy.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts but he had always told the truth. Lord, he was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
oven would be easy if it comes like my dreams were on. That was Culture Club with Karma Chameleon. Before that was Looking Glass, or Brandy by Looking Glass. One of those songs is from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Which one is it?
Brandy?
Yes. It's great.
Yeah.
It's also a song that's pretty much impossible to sing well if you're only one person.
Yeah.
Because of the harmony. Because what are you going to be like? Oh, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Fine. What a good wife you would be. You know, you really need that in order to make, like, here's the thing. That song's only good because you're of the chorus, right? Girl. It's one of those songs.
Yeah, it's trash otherwise.
But the chorus is only good because of the Brandy, you're a fine girl. You know, that part, that makes it infinitely better.
Mm-hmm.
And then Karma Chameleon is great. Because Boy George. That's about it.
I had a family friend
who really likes Karma Chameleon.
No. He and his wife at the time followed them around. They were groupies of them.
They were Culture Club groupies?
They were Culture Club groupies.
That's like, I feel like that's a little rare.
They tell me stories. It's really interesting. They were Culture Club.
Of being a Culture Club groupie.
Yeah.
All right.
Followed around Boy George.
I mean, I'm not against it per se, it's just funny, you know.
Yeah.
Hot takes. Any hot takes?
I love Tom Brady even more after yesterday.
But what did he do?
He didn't go to the White House.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he cited personal family stuff because his mom is going through cancer.
Yeah,
and she's in Boston. But I'd like to think that he's I'm not gonna go.
I'm skeptical of that. Given his previous statements.
The reason that I'm thinking it is because Trump, in his address to the team, didn't even mention Brady. So,
hard not to mention Tom Brady when you're talking about the Patriots.
The Super Bowl MVP, the five-time champion, the greatest quarterback of all time, and you don't mention him.
Yeah.
I think Trump was a little miffed and PO'd.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny. First, you forget to mention the Jews and a Holocaust Remembrance Day letter.
No,
now you forget to mention Tom Brady.
Yeah. No, it's, you know.
Totally comparable.
Totally comparable.
Just
like George Takei.
George Takei and Hitler.
Hey, they share the same
birthday. Yeah.
But only George Takei. It'd be problematic.
Hooray to George Takei.
Probably problematic the other way.
Yeah.
What about your hot takes?
I don't know if I have a hot take. I haven't really been paying attention to anything recently.
Neither have I.
Because I'm just so ungodly busy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say there's too much that I've been creating hot takes on.
Hot take? New Power Rangers movie?
Oh,
Pretty good.
Awesome. Great movie. I thought it was fantastic. Me and my sister saw it, and I think she's seen it since like two more times. I haven't seen it again yet.
Pretty good.
I think the best thing I heard about that, my favorite take, my take on my favorite hot take of the Power Rangers movie is that the kids in this movie are actually teenagers with attitude.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, in the show, like, sure, they were, quote, teenagers with attitude.
But they didn't have attitude.
They were like, we're just going to go outside and be fit and, like, make fun of bullies when they come up here and do something. Like,
yeah.
I will say, they
were the real bullies. They treated Bulk and Skull like trash.
That's true, but Bulk and Skull were also pretty terrible.
Bulk and Skull were just like nerds.
The best scene with Bulk and Skull.
They're like fake tough
guys. And this is why Power Rangers was great for a long time but got progressively worse.
Yeah.
Is Bulk and Skull had like an arc that culminated at the end of Power Rangers in Space where they did the I Am Spartacus thing but with the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. Like they go from just these two throwaway
idiots
comedic relief characters that literally have the same theme that plays every time they enter the scene enter the frame. Wait, let me see if I can find that online.
But yeah, wasn't one of them in Lost Galaxy too?
No.
Swear like Skull was.
No, Power Rangers had continuity until In Space. Once In Space ended,
Every season
was different, granted, except for the crossover episodes.
Granted, right after Lost Galaxy was when I stopped watching because I was 7. And I was like, this is lame. But in hindsight, it wasn't lame.
So first thing we're going to do is we're going to listen to the Bulk and Skull theme.
Okay.
So iconic.
Yeah.
We're going to talk over this a little bit. So allow me to name all the series of Power Rangers in order.
Oh, you nerd.
Because I can do this. I discovered this like a couple weeks ago when the movie came out. I was like, oh no, I can do this all. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, seasons 1-3. Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers.
Was that its own separate season?
It had like 2 weeks.
Okay,
I think Continue. This is actually just repeating. Power Rangers Zeo, Power Rangers Turbo, Power Rangers in Space, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, Power Rangers Wild Force, Power Rangers...
Time Force was before Wild
Time
Force.
Time Force before Wild Force, that's true.
Nerd.
Time Force, Wild Force, SPD?
I think so. Listen, I'm going to say yes.
SPD, Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, after Operation Overdrive was... Oh, I also missed Ninja Storm, and then I missed Ninja Storm, which is, oh man, I missed a lot, actually. Okay, so Mighty Morphin, Alien.
No!
Mighty Morphin, Alien Rangers, Zeo, Turbo, In Space, Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, Wild Force,
Ninja Storm,
Dino Thunder, SPD, Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive. Then there was another one. Oh, man, I'm blanking. After Operation Overdrive, there was another one. Then there was the other car one, which is RPM. Then it was Samurai, Super Samurai, Mega Force, Super Mega Force, Dino Fury, or like... Oh, man.
For those of you still listening, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for sitting through this.
There was a time not longer than 2 weeks ago where I could name them all, and now for some reason I am blanking.
Yep, yeah, big stage.
I'm failure.
In front of all 6 listeners.
I don't really know how many. For some reason, the computer is locked in full screen, so I can't actually look at anything other than the songs that I'm logging.
That's lame.
Yeah. I'll email someone about it, maybe. Or if it gets fixed, it gets fixed. I don't know. Whatever.
I swear, let someone else handle it.
So that was the Balkan Skull theme from Power Rangers.
You guys have to log that one, too.
Yeah, I probably will. Okay, Chris, our next song was the first number one hit to feature a rap. What is it?
Walk This Way?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's an artist that's not known for it. This is Rapture by Blondie.
was a man from Mars. Stop eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get up!
That was Blondie with Rapture. And dear readers, we have a important message for all of you. Chris, take it away.
For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
I dig that. Graduating is hard.
Yeah. You know, I work as a teacher. I should be able to read those better.
How much do you have to read out loud, really? What? How much do you have to read out loud? A lot? Okay. I'm not saying, like, judging. I'm just saying, does the job of a teacher really involve, like, public speaking that much?
Dictating instructions, yeah.
I suppose.
Especially during MCAS season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to prepare kids for that? That sucks.
No, I like proctor MCAS. So, you know, if you do that big spiel before it.
Oh, yeah. So, I always hated that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's totes. Totes my goats.
I guess you have to make sure the kids know the deal. Yeah. Wait, you're 7th grade, right?
Yeah,
or you work
grade
with 7th graders? Yeah. Oh, man. That's 7th grade, that's when the MCAS, when the kids need to do a long comp too, right?
Yeah, it's
4th, 7th, and 10th.
Everything's changing now because it's like, it's not the old MCAS and it's not PARC, it's MCAS 2.0, which is all on the
computer. Oh, they changed it around?
Yeah.
It's all computerized?
Yep.
How so? Like, do the kids take it on a computer?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh man, that would have been so much better. I would have rushed through that. Oh man. I always loved MCAS days when I was in, like, elementary and middle school because I would just sleep. Like I would finish them and then I would just get to sleep. You know?
Not in high school, though?
In high school, I only had 1 year of MCAS, so I had 10th grade. And in 9th grade, you have to take, like, the science one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were piloting it. I don't know if it was garbage.
Oh, yeah, you could sleep. I remember in high school, though, they wouldn't make the whole day of it. It was like you got like 3 hours, and if you needed more time, you could take it.
Well, yeah, that's how it always is.
Yeah, but it's like if you were done by 3 hours, then you have to go to class.
Back to your regular classes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's stupid.
That's the same way in middle school now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess because you're not in a classroom taking it. You're in, I assume, like a computer lab taking it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. That's kind of cool, though, that it's going paperless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Zach, where are we going in 9 days?
Dimitri Martin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excited?
I am. I'm mostly excited to get the next 9 days out of the way, honestly.
Yeah, mostly.
Because these are my most, like, stressful days.
How so?
I have a project report due on Tuesday that I'm hopefully going to finish today. I've got a term paper due on Monday that I haven't started writing.
What are you, a sophomore?
Yeah.
You poor rookie.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, didn't have time to start writing. I've like marked out the time like to be now to write it, and then I've got a problem set for that same class also due Monday, and then a problem set for the class whose report is due Tuesday. I have a problem set to do for that for Thursday.
So glad I finished everything.
Yeah. No, it sucks. These last like 3 weeks I think have been terrible, and this one is also terrible, but after that, like, tests are fine. Because here's my thing about tests is if I go into a test completely unprepared, right? Mm-hmm. As long as I sit down and take it, I won't fail. But a project, if I don't work on the project at home, I get a zero. Like, you know, that's the nature of projects.
True.
So I'd rather test than anything.
I just want these. I got 9 days between now and Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about
that. He's great. I mean, he's an awesome comedian.
He's been, like, in my top three favorite comedians since I was 11. So
he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what set he does. He had a really good tweet the other day, but I forget what it was.
When was his, like, his person special? His Dimitri Martin person? That was, like, 2006, 2007?
Yeah.
I was about 12.
So. I like...
12, I like 13 years old.
If as well. I think
if is really fun.
That's really fun.
Yeah, that one's good.
Dimitri Martin, for those of you who don't know, is a great comedian. Very dry. Very
Stephen Wright-esque.
Clever. Yeah.
Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Stephen Wright and Mitch Hedberg, like the one-liner, non-sequitur mm-hmm. type stuff.
Yeah, that's true. It's all one-liners.
Yeah. He's also very musical. He has and does... some visual stuff too. Bad radio. Talking about visuals.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about visuals. You just can't have visuals.
Bad radio.
Hey, no, Zach, I mean,
so let's look at this graph right over
here. Yeah, no, see, that's the problem, which is why I'm not talking about my mathematical analysis of the songs from the show that I did the other day.
Yeah.
Because nerd. It heavily involves graphs.
Do you want me to play the nerd clip again?
No. Needless to say, though, the two genres of music that I really like are late 70s and now. According to this graph, like, I love 1979.
Strictly 80s Joel.
I want to say a fifth of the songs that I play are from, like, the year 1979. So says this graph. Okay, yeah, you're pulling up the nerd thing again. That's fine.
No, I'm not pulling up the nerd thing. I'm on my Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag popular.
My Instagram's great. I've been really enjoying it recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were someone who, like, swore that they'd never get one, too.
I don't think I ever swore.
Like, over the summer, I was like, Zach, where's your Instagram? I was like, post it on your Instagram.
Oh, I was like, I don't need another
you're
one.
Like, I don't need another social media. I'm not going to get this. Nah.
I remember I was at NerdCon in February, and someone mentioned...
NerdCon.
Someone mentioned...
For those of you listening at home, I am stroking my beard as if a look on me.
So someone...
Bad visual.
Shut up. Someone was talking about how they had an Instagram completely dedicated to pictures of the green M&M. And I was like, gotta get an Instagram now. I gotta follow green M fan fiction.
Speaking of Instagram, for Zach, you're my friend on Facebook, so you saw this, but my 15-year-old cousin runs an Instagram account that has like 1,400 followers or something like that. That's mostly dedicated to just his opinions on movies. He's a big movie guy. And about his, like, edits on... Yeah, he has 1,489 followers.
Wow.
It's almost 1,500 followers. It's mostly dedicated to his opinions on movies and stuff and his fan edits of, like, posters. He, and as you could tell from earlier, you and I are both big Power Rangers guys as a kid. Power Rangers was, like, my show. He's texted me the other day at, like, 10:30 at night. He's like, hey, Chris... Adam from the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers liked my Instagram picture. I'm like...
Is it Adam or Austin St. John?
No. Adam was the one who took over for Zach when Zach left.
Oh,
he became the second Black Ranger. And then when Austin St. John left, Rocky came in.
Yeah.
He liked that picture too. And I'm like, you're
That's
kidding
awesome.
Me. My 15-year-old cousin who like runs an Instagram, like, I can hardly get 100 followers. And my 15-year-old cousin has 1,500 because I need this for gratification.
Speaking with Power Rangers,
I need to feel like I'm worth something.
The original Black Ranger, I forget his name.
Zach?
Yeah, no, like the actor.
Oh,
the actor is missing a finger.
What?
He's missing the middle finger on his left hand. You can even look it up in pictures. He lost it in an accident when he was a kid. He didn't have it when filming Power Rangers, and just nobody noticed. But it created this weird discontinuity because the actor who played
Walter
the Black Ranger...
Walter Emmanuel Jones?
The actor who played him in the Black Ranger costume did have all five fingers. So I guess he grew an extra... Like, the character of the Black Ranger grows an extra finger when he's in Black Ranger form.
Look up... If you can Google, it's...
You can Google finger. Yeah.
What's suggested is Zach Power Ranger's missing finger.
Yeah. You can see it, like...
Yep, there's three right
there's
there.
There's a picture where he's got, like, his arm around Kim.
Yeah, or
and
around Trini. He doesn't...
Oh, Trini, yeah.
Bad radio. We're looking at the picture right
We're
now.
We're describing the picture. It's fine.
Yes, he's missing his left middle finger.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
Yeah, I never noticed. I don't know how I never noticed.
Granted, I mean, nobody noticed anything on that show.
Yeah.
It's just so formulaic.
It's like, hey, all right, so we want to gather together these athletic kids. So, like, Jason will be, like, a karate guy, and Trini's, like, a karate girl, and Kim does, like, gymnastics, and Zach's a breakdancer, and
Billy's a nerd.
Billy like wants to be a karate guy, but just like isn't.
Billy's a nerd.
He's a nerd.
You have to have the token nerd.
Yeah.
The token nerd. It's the Spider-Man role.
The
nerd who gets like really good at like defending himself.
When I first learned that in the movie they were going to make that character autistic, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be like the most token thing I've ever seen. And then like they did it so well.
Yeah.
Like
they did a really good job.
Like
with that.
It wasn't in any way like tokenized or like just doing it for the sake of doing it. Like they, like it had purpose. They handled it very like with a fine touch, you know?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
They did a really good job.
Yeah. Same thing with making the Yellow Power Ranger gay without telling anyone. Yeah. Like
I've also been reading online. I guess the cast is like fighting for Tommy to be a woman. Like they're fighting to make the casting of Tommy a woman.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I think it would work better.
Doing that would make it three guys, three girls,
as opposed to four guys, two girls.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And like they didn't show him.
Yeah. The cast is like fighting for it. They're like, we want this. We want it to be.
I feel
equal.
Like Tommy can be a genderless name too.
Yeah.
As a name.
Tommy Loren.
Oh yeah. Oh, Tommy with an I. I didn't even realize
could spell it
Tommy with an I.
We should cast Tommy Loren as the Green Ranger.
No. I love when people try to say that that the right isn't sexist, and because they've got like these like token like women correspondents, and then the second that person does something that they dislike, they drop them immediately.
Kellyanne Conway, Megyn Kelly,
Tommy Loren.
The second they say one
opinion that doesn't align with conservative views, they're like, oh, never mind, we don't have these people.
Did you know Greta is a Scientologist?
No.
Yeah, Wikipedia never lies, right?
They're everywhere. Scientologists are actually everywhere.
And her husband are.
There's anything wrong with that.
No,
it's just interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you can form your own opinions, but. I guess you can.
It's music time.
Yeah.
We're a little behind.
No, we're not.
Here is New Order, which is a band that's infinitely better than Joy Division. Ha!
Won't you
And we're back. That was Blondie with Once I Had Love, which is in kind of, it's like a smooth acoustic version of Heart of Glass.
Is that two Blondie songs in one show?
That is two Blondie songs in one show. I'm on a big kick. That and Fleetwood Mac.
When does a kick become like
an obsession?
Just not stopping listening. Like, I was on a New Edition kick for 10 years. I just like New Edition. Not on a kick. Just really like New Edition. And Bobby Brown. And Bell Biv DeVoe.
That's interesting. I feel like it's still a kick no matter what.
But not Johnny Gill.
Yeah. Or I feel like actually a kick is like a short-term thing. I am on a Blondie kick, which has lasted a couple weeks at this point.
I've been on a big...
I played a Blondie show on a Blondie song on every episode of this show since...
I mean, I've loved them
a little over a month ago.
I've loved them for a long time, but I've been on recently a big Third Eye Blind kick because I'm going to see them in June.
Enjoy. I'm not a huge Third Eye Blind person. Yeah. I like the hits, you know.
Most people do.
What was I going to say? It wasn't about Blondie. It was a kick. Nah, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. We got like
9 minutes.
Nine minutes, which is like 5 minutes to fill. Because this song's 4 minutes.
Five words to describe college radio. Dead air. Dead air.
We're a legit radio station. It just so happens to be that like 80%...
It's on a college campus.
It's on a college campus run by a college, and 80% of the DJs are college students.
Yeah.
80% though. That means there's 20% that are...
There's a lot of open time slots in the middle of the night.
I don't even know if there are a lot.
There are
a few.
From 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, there's one open on Thursdays, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Well, so actually 2 to 7.
I don't want to... I never want to do an early morning slot.
I should put in for a five-hour show from 2 to 5.
I don't know if you can claim... they'd probably let you, actually, in the summer, just because the summer...
2 to 5 hours.
No, there are no students here. Like, they lose 80% of their DJs, as we just said.
Yeah, I mean, during the day, I mean, there's a Wednesday time slot open from 10 to 12. You could do that one, Zach.
I'm good with this, honestly.
Yeah, this is a good time slot.
Wait. Also, do you follow Mark Hamill on Twitter?
I don't.
Mark Hamill has an amazing Twitter.
Yeah, because
he's
heard.
Just such a nice guy.
I follow Mark Hoppus on Twitter.
Like,
ignoring that.
So he just did like a tweet 22 hours ago that was shout out to Hayden Christensen for no other reason than being a hell of a nice guy and the best dad anyone could ever wish for, and just a bunch of pictures of Hayden Christensen.
Man, whatever happened to him?
I don't think he does anything anymore. Or, like, a photo of him and Harrison Ford, or another photo of him and Harrison Ford, or...
I love Mark Hoppus' tweets have been mostly jokes, like, for all of time.
That's
why I follow him.
I like Mark Hoppus, but some of his jokes are kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one that says, just saw a sign that said 50% off sushi. I think if you're gonna eat raw fish, you should avoid the stuff on sale, right? That's kind of stupid. Unless it's actually a real thing.
There's another photo, again, visuals, bad medium, of Mark Hamill at, like, the Star Wars celebration, where, like, he was doing a meet and greet, and a couple came up to him dressed as Han and Leia, and Han proposed to Leia right in front of, Luke Skywalker, and it's the best photo ever. You should all go on Mark Hamill's Instagram and find it, because it's hilarious. Oh, there's actually, so many, apparently that was the second proposal that had happened in front of him today.
Oh, geez.
On that day.
Were they both Han and Leia?
And he, yeah, I bet.
Well, this is Han Solo, my friend Larry, and that weird bear or whatever he is. I don't know.
He hashtagged it, hashtag still the master third wheeler, which is awesome. I love it. I think he's just such a great guy. Like, I'm so happy that he is Luke Skywalker and not someone who let it, like, go to their head, you know?
Yeah.
Oh man, and it's a picture of him, Harrison Ford, and Billy Lord.
Who's Billy Lord?
Billy Lord's Carrie Fisher's daughter.
Oh.
That's so cute.
That is nice.
Aw. And them and John Williams.
Bad radio. We're reading.
Yeah.
We're just looking at Mark Hamill's tweets of his pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, bad radio. But, yeah. You know, whatever. This is talk. This is free form.
What is marriage counseling?
I'm the brains, you're the wild card.
Marriage counseling. What is it that you most feel for love? Wife. I just don't want the kids to suffer. Me, eels.
So again, I'm the brains, you're the wild card, and we're both the looks.
Animal control. What the hell were you thinking? Me. Releasing birds at a wedding is romantic. Animal control. You released ostriches.
Actually, honestly, that's still kind of romantic, depending on how many ostriches there are. If it's an outdoor wedding, right, and there are just like a couple ostriches walking around the wedding, that's awesome. That's so like, that's tropical almost, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good.
All right.
There's just so many good, there's so many bad Twitter like comedians, but there's so many good ones too.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time to do our closing song. I think we've stalled effectively long enough. Do you have any final words?
Priest, repeat after me. Groom, after me. Priest. Is he serious? Bride. No, his name is Gary.
Okay. That's stupid. Thank you for listening. This has been the Astro Hour. My name has been Zach Going. This has been Chris Del Russo. Bye, Chris.
Bye. Hey, love you guys. We don't
this is 91.5 WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for whatever is next.
Love you
Here
guys.
Here we go.